If you have a sukkah that looks like a mavi, just has two good walls, one adjacent to the other one, and on the top of it you have a lechi, it's kshera, it's called a good sukkah. His migul that the lechi helps fill for Shabbos, who are then on sukkahs of Shabbos, is good for the sukkah. The Yomar Rav, Rav said another chiddush also. What about sichech agabe pasi birois? You put a schach on top of pasi birois. Pasi birois, the other Gemara in Ervin, like the right to the left picture in Rashi, that I'm all the other regal, used to go to the regal, they used to have to travel on Shabbos, or at least they were on the road on Shabbos, and sometimes they had to feed their animals water. So the bor where the water is a Rishus Yochid, and the animals on top are Rishus Rabin. So they had problems getting the water out of the bor to the top. So the eighth was to make a pasib rois that makes two, take a stick, a mechitza, that's an amma wide, and on each corner make an amma by an amma, like mamash, an L shape. Each corner of the four corners should be like an L. So Kumta says, really, on each corner you have an L shape, amma by an amma. In between the space could be up to yud ammas, mamash, like almost 20 feet in between, and then on the other side again you have another amma and an amma coming down. That was then a pasib rois. That midiraisa, those are called good mechitzas. Even though really on each side all you have is just two amas. You have a space of kama, 10 amas in between, but on the right and left side on top, you have two amas. One am on the right, one am on the left. On each side of the wall, you have two amas. So that's called a good mechitza. Filcha Shabbos. So Kurova, on Shabbos Sutis, have you put tzchach on top of these pasiv rois, is also kosher for sukkah. Agai pasiv rois ksheira. That was Rav's three chidushim. He said here that you say migul. Migul, something helps for Shabbos, it helps for Sukkah. And before migul, something helps for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos also. Now the Gemara says tzricha. I need Rabbis all three dinim that he says here. From one alone, I wouldn't know the other one. The Ashmina Mavi, if it only says chidush of Mavi, where you have your two walls adjacent, one adjacent to the other one. And then you put a lechi on top, only one smaller mashu of a board sticking straight up. So you're telling me now, migu is called a good mechitza for Shabbos, it's good for sukkahs of Shabbos. What is it good? Mishum di'ika shtei defanas mal yisom. Because I call upon him, you have two good walls though. You have two walls long seven tefachim, adjacent, one adjacent to the other one. So since you have two good walls, maybe that's why I say with the lechi for the third wall, it helps for Shabbos, I can hear migu, it also helps for sukkah. Ah, v'gavi pasib rois. Mashenk, in the case of pasib rois here, the lekishtei defanas mal yisom. You don't have anywhere, no two good walls good. Because walls of a sukkah have to at least be seven tefachim. Now an amma is only six tefachim. So on each two walls, like each diyoy, each two mechitzas on top, is only one amma by another amma. There's only six tefachim and six tefachim. So you don't have anywhere a mechitza of seven tefachim. So the pasib rois, I would think maybe it's no good for sukkah, even though it's good for Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe it's a locha dafka in Shabbos and not in sukkah. I wouldn't know this. Hey, Maloy, maybe for sukkah it wouldn't be good. Come ask me, no. Still I say a migu. Migu that these four walls here are good for Hilchos Shabbos. Who are there now on Shabbos sukkah? If you put the schach on top, it's a kosher sukkah. The Yashmina pasib rois of Rabbah would only say as chiddush by pasib rois. I could put the schach on top. Mishum dika shem arba defanis. In one way, though, it's better than movi. Because the mice, even though there's no good four walls, but you have like crooked half four walls. You have something like four walls. Like on all four sides, you have at least two amas. So you have something looking like four walls. Maybe there I say, you say migu, it helps for sukkah also. Ah, we'll see chagabi movi. Mashenk mayoni, you have two walls, that's all. The third wall is only a lechi amashu, the lekish shem arba defanis. You don't have no four walls there. You only have two walls. A malois, maybe there I would not say migu, even though it's good for Shabbos, maybe it's no good for sukkis. Is kamash malon? That no, still I say migu. Migu, these mechitzas help for Shabbos. On Shabbos sukkis, you put a tzchach on top of them, it's a good sukkah. So, Abizoy, what do we need the first halacha now for? The first halacha was that migu, that the original sukkah, that has only two walls and the third wall is a tefach, migu was called a sukkah for sukkah, it's called rishus yachid for Shabbos. What do I need that first migu for? So to be Ashmin the Hanitarti, if he would only said these last two cases of Rabbah, I would say Mechamir to Tilta. I only say something that's kosher for Hilchos Shabbos, the Chomad Gadin, also is kosher for Hilchos Sukkah Kal de Gadin. Aber Mechilta la Chamir te Maloi. But the other way, something that's only said by Hilchos Sukkah. We have Shnayim Kilchosim, and the third wall you're making only a Tefach. So the halacha was said only by Sukkah, which is a Kal de Galochas, only a Mitzvah Saseh. There's no Chiv Misa involved. maybe Nogeda, that should be called Rishus HaYochid, Vilchus Shabbos, which is a more chomer degadin, Eimaloi, maybe I would not say the Loch of a Migul, Tzricha, I need the Chiddush. Now, even there also, that's the biggest Chiddush. Even there I say Migul. That Migul, that is third Mechitza, it's only a Tefach, helps Vilchus Sukkah, who I did now on Sukkah, because Shabbos comes out on Sukkah, it's also called Rishus HaYochid Midiraitzon. And you'll let it carry out from your house into the Sukkah, tremendous Chiddush. So that's Rabbis Chedushim, we say Migul's all these three cases. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Zion and Mabez. Top two dots. The Mishnah says, V'sheh hamosom ruba mitzul sapsula. If you have more sun than you have shade, so the schach is possible. So first you will learn, it's a din in the schach. You have to have more shade, you have to have more schach covering than you have open space. The Tanur Rabbanan, the price is like this. Chamoso machma sichuch. When does the Mishnah say it's possible? If you have more sun coming from the schach. In other words, there's not enough covering on top. But for loy machma stefanis, it doesn't make a difference if the walls are like holy walls. In other words, as long as the schach has enough tzeil, the schach on top is covered. Even though the walls are made, let's say, out of like a mechitza that we had yesterday, you could have a corner, and then within three tfachim, another corner, within three tfachim, another corner. So now there's little sticks, and in between there's less than three tfachim, you say love, it's called the whole mechitza. Now, lamaisa, how much sun comes in? Much, much more sun comes in, it'll have shade. So even though there'll be more sun inside, but since the sun is only coming from the walls and not from the schach, it's kosher. There is a din that you have to have more shade is a din in the schach, not a din in the walls. In the walls, you can have holy walls even though the sun comes through. That's a Tanakh Mishita. Rabbi Yashi is not like that. Af mach mastafanis. He holds the walls have to be full walls. You can't make a mechitza of kona, then less than three tfachim, another kona with a din loved. Since the sun comes in through the walls, that's a psul in the Tefanis. Rabbi Yashi holds even the walls, you have to have robed sail from the Cham. Omer Rabbi Yemar Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaya. My time with Rabbi Yashi, what's Pshan Rabbi Yashi? Poshim we learn, like, what's the Taish of a Sukkah? The Schach, on top, that has to be a sail, but not the walls. So the Gemara, the Chsiv, the Pesach says, V'sakoyso al horon es ha-proiches. You put the proiches, which is a covering, which is a mechitza in front of the yoren, but the pasuk says v'sakoyso. It's like a sukkah. So we hold proiches is a mechitza. What is the proiches? That's the covering in front of the yoren hakodesh. It's like a mechitza. It's a thing right in front of the yoren. And the Torah calls it a lashon v'sakoyso. It covers. What does it mean? It's called the covering. Alma could come to teach us here, like in Asmachtam, that mechitza kischach binan. That's teaching us halacha by a sukkah. Wherever you have to have a loch of a schach, sichachom, you know what's called part of the schach? Not only the roof, but even the walls. Even the mechitza also goes in the Torah of kischach. Therefore, just like by schach at a svara, the schach has to be litzel, has to make shade. You have to have more shade than you have sun. Who are then the walls also have to be solid walls that you have less sun coming in and more shade. That's Rabbi Yashi Shita. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? So Poshi, you can learn, like, what does this Pasuk have to do with Sukkah? There's a Pasuk of a Sakais al-Aron, we're talking about the Aron. If I said, I don't want to say no, even Lefi, you are smacked from the Pasuk, still there's no Raya. The Pasuk is teaching us, the Sakaisa means, Hahu de Nekef de Purta, when you make the Pareches, on top of the Pareches, it has to be a little bit bended over. In other words, on top of the Pareches, it looks like a little Gag Taco. True, the Pareches is a Mechitza going straight up, but on top of the proiches, there has to be a little bit more material bending over. That on top, it looks like a little schach. Looks like a little covering. The merzei kischach. That on top of the proiches, stock has to look like a little bit schach. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. But not that the tefanos, the mechitzes, have a lock of schach. Havad is only a din in sail in the roof. The schach, you have to have more sail, more shade. But on the walls, they can be nice and holy walls. Even though you have more sun coming in, still it's kosher. Rashi Rabbanan Amriloch, Mai Visakoisa Yom Rachmonam, Lake of Bom, Lamala on top of the Proiches, Purta Kengag. It's like bend over a little bit on top to look like a roof. Yasim Miksosa, a little bit of the Proiches has to be bending over to make it look like a roof. Omer Abayis. Abayis says like this now. Rebbe Shita will soon explain each one of these Shitas. For Rabbi Yashio, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, for Rabbi Eliezer, for Yacherim. All these man, the Omerim, all hold like one Shita. Kulu Svirulhu, Sukkah Diras Kvabinen. That the loch of Sukkah, like each one of them, it's a machlek, is them and them, and the one that's machulik with them. And each one of these goes to Chumrah to say that Sukkah has to be a type of a kfar. It has to be a permanent living. However, the differences between one kfar and the other kfar, we'll soon see. But it has something to do, each one holds that Chumrah de Keshita, it has to be a permanent living. Either there's two types of kfar. Up until now, we had on that base and the base, the walls itself. Like we hold if the walls were lamalo, mechof, it's possible, because that's called too strong of a wall, it's called a diras kvar. That's certainly the actual binyan itself. There's another type of a diras kvar, that you have to have tashmishim. You have to be able to use the living place in a normal manner of living. And if it's too small, you can't live there normally, that's also not called a diras kvar. The tashmish, the living, has to be a permanent type of living. So we'll soon see each one now. Rebbe, what's Rebbe Shita the Tanya? We learned before. Rebbe Yomer kol sukkah shein bo arba amos al arba amos tzula. If the sukkah is not at least 4 amos by 4 amos, it's possible. So even though Rebbe also maskim, it can't be higher than 20. Habad, it can't be a real sukkah kva, can't have real strong walls, but our kopurim has to be wide enough to have the area of 4 by 4. So what do you see? The type of attachments of living there, it has to be a nice permanent way of living. Like we hold, like Beis Shammai Shita, it's enough to have 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Rebbe holds no. In 7 tvachim, you can't live there too comfortable. That's not called a permanent way of living there. That's not called a diras kva. Like Rashi says, diras kva, royal ishtamish kva, veniras kabayis. It has to look like, you can live there nicely, it looks like a house. So that's Rebbe Shita. It has to at least be 4 amos by 4 amos. Rebbe Yashia, where's Rebbe Yashia Shita? Hodi Amor, like we just got finished saying, that he holds the Chiddush, even the walls have to have more tzeil. They have to be like a good piece of wood, a good mechitza, and it can't be that sun comes in through the mechitzas. It can't be just a corner of a corner and gimel tefachim in between materis lovid. Rebbe Yashia holds, no, the mechitzas have to be a better type of a mechitza. So again, it's not mamash kva. Vadi is also asking if it will be lamala mechof will be possible. That's too strong. La kompanim held it has to be a nice type of a bayis, a sukkah. It looks a little bit like a bayis. You can't have holy walls. You have to have closure, a closed wall. We have Yehuda. What's the Yehuda shita d'tnan? That's the ikar of Yehuda shita we had before. That sukkah she gavoy lamala mechof. Chof. What's going to be if you have the schach more than 20 yamas high? Is psula. That's the Tanakhama of our first Mishnah. We have Yehuda Ma'achshav. Yehuda also knows kosher. Even though the mechitzas are more than 20 amas high, they're very strong mechitzas. It's like a mechitza shel kva. It's a permanent mechitza. Still is kosher. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Here's the Ika Shita, that a diras kva is still kosher, and you need a diras kva. Rebbe Shimon Shita is the Tanya. Beis kilchoson v'gimol afilu tefil. That we learned yesterday. The Tanakhama learns the halacha of sukkasah, you have to have two mechitzas that are at least 7 tvachim long, and the third mechitzah halacha l'mashim esin, that's not even a tefach. Rabbi Shimon was more machmir and said no. Gimel kilchoson. Shimon ayna gimel kilchoson. You have to have 3 walls at least 7 tvachim long. V'dalar on the 4th wall is halacha l'mashim esin afilu tefach. You see, Rav Shimon is more machmor than Tanakhama. It's also considered like a type of a kfar. It has to be a more permanent place of living there. The dira, the tashmish, has to be more permanent. Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanya. What's Yeshita? Ho'ise sukose b'reish agola. If somebody makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, you have a wagon moving, and you're making a sukkah on top of the wagon. You have a truck, kind of Chabad truck. You have a sukkah mobile. Oy, b'roish ha'svin, or else you make the sukkah on top of a ship. What's the halacha? Rabbi Gamliel points, Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible. It's not called a diras kva. It's not called a permanent type of living. Things that are moving, it's not called permanent. Rabbi Akiva machsh, Rabbi Akiva also knows it's kosher. In other words, it's for a diras arai, it's still kosher. So Rashi learns, b'roish ha'svin, what's wrong with making a sukkah on top of your boat? Rashi see gavoyim yoy. The svin is then the big ships are very high. Kesvina sayam, he goes through the ocean. Shem gedolos. For haruach bov yakrosas, very shchiach, the wind will come and just uproot the whole sukkah. So that's not called diras kva. A diras kva means your house has to be there. It's not that if the wind's going to uproot the house. of Rosh HaGolonami, that Rashi, Kivon Denaydi Mishazi Kein Arai. Since a wagon moves, it looks Kein Arai. It doesn't look like a good Dira. Mashenken of Kiva holds, it's Machsher, doesn't make a difference. Vayte Beishamai, where's Beishamai Shita? He also holds, you have to have a Kfar. The Rashi says, the royal Atashmash Binin, you have to have a good type of Atashmash, a good a way of living there. The Tanan, Mishoya Roishoy Verubai Vesukkah. You had your head and majority of your body, which is six tvachim and six tvachim. The shulchan b'techabayis. Your shulchan was not inside the sukkah. Your shulchan was inside your house. Is beishamai poslim. Beishamai says it's poslim. Or beisil machshirin. Beisil holds his kosher. You see, according to beishamai, it has to be a royal atashmish. You have to have it big enough that you can have your shulchan inside the sukkah. It has to at least be 7 by 7. Beisil holds no. It's enough, even though your shulchan can't fit in, as long as you and Rovi, your body, fits in, that's a kosher sukkah. So you see also, beishamai has this more chomadik yashita, it has to be like a permanent way of living there. We have Yelezer, the Tanan. What's your Yelezer shita? The Tanan. Let's say you make a sukkah like a tent. Usually a sukkah has a schach on top and the walls. Two separate things. You have walls going straight up, and on top of the wall you make schach. A tent is not that way. A tent, its wall and its roof is one thing. It's a slanty wall going straight up and straight down. That's a tent. So it has a chsarin. You don't have walls and schach separately. It's one piece. So we have a lezer hold. It's no good. Same type of chsarin also. You have a wall going straight up, and the type of a house you make is you take your one wall and make it slanty down and live inside here. So the same type of a chsarin. You don't have mechitzas and a schach on top. Rather, this wall and the schach is one piece. Even though this wall is a kosher schach. Let's say you use palm leaves to make the wall going slanty. He holds this puzzle. Reb Leza Poisel, Reb Leza Oldest Poisel, you can't sit in that sukkah. Lefi Shein Lo Gag, that's not called a good gag. Its wall and its gag is made from the same thing, it's a slanty piece. That's not called a good Diros Kvar. That's not the way you live in a house. That's not called a permanent way of living. The Chachamim Achshirin, Chachamim say no, a tent is okay. Who says you have to have a roof? Havad, you have to have Kashra Schach. So let's say the whole tent is made from Kashra Schach. The whole tent is made from palm leaves. He holds his kosher. It's not a permanent way of living there. He holds though dearest Arai, it's enough. Your kosher is kosher. Rashi commensurate. Gagod vanoseho boyen kiechad. Its walls and its gag is like one. Kein kiveris, like a beehive. Shein gag nikol levad vatfanas levad. You don't have separate. It's one piece, the head, the top, and its walls. Oyshe smuch lekoisel. Also kana marukim, take these long reeds. The somach roishay yechad muta ala koisel. The top part of it is against the wall. For roishay achar muta al oritz. The gag of v'doifna echad. It's one piece, its roof, and its wall. Shein lo gag v'yein lo ladir. It's not nice to live there. That's not called a permanent way of living. So we have less old as possible, because he holds me the dearest kfar, a permanent way of living. And the chum say, no, it's kosher. Acherim, what's the acherim shita? The Tanya. Acherim oimrim. Sukkah ha'osu k'shoivich. You make a sukkah like a chicken coop. Kits, it's a round sukkah. Trashi k'shoivich means agula. You make a sukkah in a circle. You make a round sukkah. True, you have two things. You have walls. You make a round, the walls round. And on top of the walls, you put the schach. Acherim holds this posel. Psula. Why? The fishein lo's obvious. You don't have any corners. Mashma, the way you live, a permanent way of living is to have corners. Mashenken, to make your room circle, you don't make room circle. It's no good that way. It's not a permanent way of living. So Chacham hold this puzzle. The Lalocha, the Omos, Tamasat, the Lachachirim. The Wheel of the Chachamim, that's kosher. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Sukkah ha'asuya kekivshon. What's the way you have a sukkah made as Rashi Yagula? The less like Chachirim. You have a sukkah like a kivshon, that's like a furnace, that's a round furnace, like a furnace, like a circle. In other words, not like the Acherim. You make your sukkah in a round, so it depends. Im yesh behekeifoi kedei leishiv bochov dala b'nei yodim. The kids say, he holds, you could make a sukkah, the walls could be like a circle, and you put kosher schach on top, it's called a good sukkah. But now, how small could the circle be that it's still called a good sukkah? So if I start the Bible, going to be Yechus, hold the shita like Revi, that you have to have dala damas by dala damas. Inside the circle, you have to be able to put a square that has dal ramas by dal ramas. So So we'll soon see, if you want to get the circle to be inside, to get a square inside the circle, to be Dal Ramis, so how, what's the circumference of the circle? How long does the circle have to be around? So Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Im Yesh Bekeifa, if the circumference of the circle is, Kedei Leishev Bochov Dal Bnei Yodim, that you can have 24 people sitting side by side, is Ksheira. In other words, it has to be 24 Amis, the circumference. That usual Neman, a person is wide one Amma. He's one Amma wide. So kids, if the circle has a circumference of 24 Amis, that's a kosher or sukkah, and you put tzchach on top, it's kosher. We'll soon see the cheshbon. V'yim la psula. But if the circle is not so wide, it doesn't have a circumference, you don't go around 24 Amis, it's too small to be a kosher sukkah, therefore it's possible. But not because it's a circle, but because it's not big enough. So Mara says, Kaman, who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? Kaman ki Rebbe. He goes like Rebbe Shita Diyomar, Kol Sukkah She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Tzula. You have to have at least 4x4 Amos. That's the size, the smallest size a Sukkah could be. Tzula. So therefore, if you want to make it in a circle, like these pictures over here, should be on the second picture on Davches. The second picture. You have to have that the square could fit inside the circle. So you have to have the circle around the square. Inside you have to have a square, and the square has to be 4x4 Amis, and if you have a circle around it, that's a kosher sukkah. You have to have at least a space of dalad by dalad inside the circle. So Rama says, Michti, let's see, how does this work out? How does Rabbi Yochanan get a shita on that you have to have a circle that 24 people can sit around it? So Michti, let's see. Gavro, how wide is a person? Biyamto yasta, a person can sit down in an amma. We'll see a person like a square person, nice big husky guy. He's an amma by an amma, 2 feet by 2 feet. Gavra biyamta yosef, he sits there, he's 2 feet wide. Or some sheet is 18 inches wide. Now, the call is like this. Kol sheyesh bekeifoy sholosh. Whenever you have the circumference, three, let's say it goes around three amas, you should know, kol sheyesh bekeifoy sholosh etvachim. Let's say the circumference around the circle goes 3 tefachim, yesh by roichiv tefach. You should know what's the diameter. The diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. Even though we say it's pi, Chazal always put it for a permanent thing as 1/3. Kitzos, if the circle goes around 3 tefachim, if the circumference is 3 tefachim, the diameter straight across is going to be 1 tefach. Is kol sheyesh bekeifoy shloish tefachim, if the circumference is 3 tefachim, yesh by roichiv tefach. The diameter straight across is 1 tefach. So, Freti Gemara Kasher Bazoi betreisa sagi. What do you have to have 24 people? It should be 24 amos long, the circle. Why isn't it enough with 12 people? Let it just have a circumference of 12 amos. His Havminer is 1/3 of 12 is how much? 1/3 of 12 is 4. So, if you have to have just 4 amos to be inside, so it's enough that the diameter should be 4 amos. So, in order to have a diameter of 4 amos, it's enough to make the circumference 12. So why do you have to have such a big thing of 24 amis around the circumference? Make the circumference only 12. With 12 feet, it should be enough. So the Gemara answers portion about as the Shver Akashim. The Gemara answers portion. Hani Mili, when do you say this? The Igulai. When you have Stamas.